This is the mountain meditation. Just getting comfortable, closing your eyes, sitting up as straight as you can. Noticing where the body contacts the sofa. Bringing awareness to the breath. And picturing in your mind's eye a mountain. It might be a mountain you've been on yourself, or maybe just a mountain you've seen a picture of, or video of, whether it be on in a magazine like National Geographic, newspaper, TV, a movie, or it could even be a mountain you imagine just in your imagination. Whichever mountain you choose, it will almost certainly have certain important features of a mountain. It's going to have slopes that will go up towards a peak, or perhaps it has more than one peak. It might have snow on top, might not. Might have a tree line, a line above which there are no trees because there's not enough oxygen. And it will be very firmly rooted in the earth, just sitting there, firmly grounded. Take a few moments to just explore this mountain, looking at it from all sides, top, bottom, all around. Now, using your imagination, shrink that mountain down so that it actually fits inside your body, so that the base of the mountain is down by your feet, the highest peak of the mountain is at the top of your head, the slopes going down your back and your chest and your arms, all the way down to your feet on the floor. And that mountain just sits there the same as it does wherever it was originally. Now, as the mountain just sits wherever it is, day after day, the sun comes up. And as the sun rises, it casts a very long shadow with the mountain, all the way out to the west. As the sun rises higher in the sky, the shadow shortens. Then as it goes past noon, the shadow starts to stretch out in the opposite direction towards the east as the sun sets. That's all true every day, and it doesn't matter in the least to the mountain, which just sits there and notices the sun rising, the shadow changing, could be a sunny day or a cloudy day, it doesn't matter. The mountain just sits there. And so it goes day after day. And so it goes season after season. So that in the summertime, it might be scorching hot on the mountain. If there was any water, like a flowing stream or anything, it's not flowing. If there are plants on the mountain, they're probably kind of dried up. And it doesn't matter to the mountain, because it just sits there. And then moving into the fall, leaves on the mountain, trees might start changing color, might be really beautiful. You might get some hikers coming out. Every now and then there's some rain falling on the mountain. Might start getting cold at night. And that's fine for the mountain. It just sits there, noticing these changes from day to day. And then winter comes, and it's freezing, and there might be a blizzard, hailstorm, snowstorm. Mountains covered with snow and ice, and nobody's going up there. And that's okay. It doesn't bother the mountain. The mountain just sits and rests, watching all of this go on. And then spring comes, and the snow melts, the ice melts, little streams start flowing down the mountain, flowers start blooming. We have all kinds of red and blue and yellow flowers, and trees are budding, and people are coming up to enjoy the mountain air in the spring. And it's all very nice, but it doesn't matter to the mountain. It just sits there. And so it goes day after day, season after season. And then if we look at each day, even a day in your life, getting up, and whether you get up really right away or slowly, it doesn't particularly matter to that mountain inside. It's just that's what's happening today. And as you get going and you might be interacting with the family, people might be happy, cranky, whatever. That's all going on out there. It's fine. The mountain just sits there, taking in everything, letting it all go by. And sometimes the mountain itself is the source of a spring of water or trees, ideas and thoughts coming out, different things that you do. And that's fine. It doesn't matter to the mountain. It just sits there, taking it all in, calmly, centered, rooted in the earth. And you might see yourself going through your day, doing any of the variety of activities that you do or that you might like to do. And some of them may go successfully. And some of them may get stuck. And different thoughts and ideas might come out. But from the perspective of the mountain, it's okay. That mountain is still there, noticing all of these things as you proceed through your day, moving according to your values, acting in ways that are consistent with your values, So take a few moments and see yourself going through your day with a sense of what's going on outside as well as what's going on inside, where you're centered, rooted, not getting thrown off or distracted by distractions going on outside on the mountain. Even if there's a storm flowing over the mountain, it's okay. It's just a storm. It'll pass. Take a few minutes to notice how this works. So take a few more breaths, knowing that you can get in touch with this mountain anytime you want or need to. It's always there for you to access. You can practice this whenever you like. Maybe something you might think of before going into what might be a difficult or tricky situation. And you're back here.